Lake Superior is facing threats on all sides, from development on its shores to invasive species to the air we breathe. Matt Hudson of the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission says the Bad River Fond du Lac and Red Cliff Band sought out Glyphwick's help. They hope to sort out which chemicals are in fish and what that means when people eat the fish.
Tribal members came to Glyphwick and said we're concerned about mercury in fish. And this was focused more on walleye and inland lakes in northern Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan. So Glyphwick started a contaminant monitoring program. We've been measuring mercury in walleye from inland lakes since 1989. And now recently we started testing Lake Superior fish as well.
Hudson says larger fish tend to contain more contaminants, like mercury.
We're trying to get as much information as we can about fish species that tribal members are eating and are concerned about, so we can give them the tools they need to make choices, because they're always going to eat fish. It's a part of their culture. So try to give them species of fish and sizes of fish and information that will help them reduce their risk and maximize benefits.
Hudson says eating fish like herring and whitefish are low in contaminants and can improve heart health over time. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.